This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. After nearly 2 weeks, curbside trash pickup in Philadelphia finally resumes today. KYW's Sheridae Howard spoke to some Philly residents who say, well, it's about time.
The city smells awful.
You know, and it's smelling, then it's creating maggots, so, you know.
It should have really never got to this point.
It's been nearly 2 weeks without curbside trash removal for Philadelphia. District Council 33 members went on strike July 1st. They reached an agreement with the city last Wednesday and spent the rest of the week cleaning up territory trash drop-off sites.
The sanitation workers, they do work hard and they deserve, if they want more money, then they should have it because they're out here year-round picking up trash.
Valerie and her daughter Erica say it's been 2 weeks too long, but they understand the need of the workers to have a living wage. However, it's been rough.
Our air quality is very important, obviously, and quality of life.
I live on a 19th floor in a condo, and I can still, like, in the air, you can still smell. It's like, it's horrible. This is horrible.
Collections this week will be on regular schedule. Residents should put trash and recycling out on their normal days.
A Chester County man is being charged with setting a fire to a beloved Westchester watering hole this week. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Investigators believe 22-year-old Michael Thompson from Marcus Hook intentionally set fire to Jake's Bar on Natlack Street in Westchester on Tuesday. Police say there were two people trapped on the roof of the building when crews arrived on scene. A third person fell from the second story while trying to get to safety. Fire inspectors determined the blaze was set on purpose and named Thompson as a suspect. Westchester police took Thompson into custody on Thursday. He is being charged with attempted criminal homicide, aggravated arson, burglary, and other offenses. Jake's Bar is back open.
Teens in Delaware County have a chance to get a real-world civics lesson through a special program. KYW's Justin Udo tells us the deadline to participate is coming up fast.
Last year, Delaware County welcomed its first class of junior county council members.
It gave us a lot of insight as to what high school students are thinking about in the county.
County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says as junior members, high schoolers got to talk to youth in their communities about policies, changes, and issues important to them and brought that data back to county council.
Topics range from access to voter registration for people who are just turning 18 to open space in the community and where you can find it.
She says not only do they get insight into the wants and needs of the county's youth, participants gain expertise in a number of areas.
It's a great leadership development program. It really expands your understanding of government and your public speaking skills, as well as getting to know what your local government does and how you as a resident can help impact and influence policy.
The deadline to apply to the program, which is open to all juniors and seniors in the county, is July 18th.
The Phillies won't just be represented in the batter's box at tomorrow's All-Star game. The team's bat boy will be working the baseline after winning a fan vote. KYW's Vic Raghupathy spoke to him.
One of our front office members. You know, he's called me an all-star. It's such a crazy, surreal thing to hear.
And it's Phillies bat boy Adam Cronally's dedication to the job that's made him such a useful presence in the dugout.
I have extreme attention to detail. I have a mindset to support these guys and what they're there to do.
Adam was voted into the game by fans after making an excellent snag of a sharply hit Kyle Schwarber foul ball that was headed into the dugout. Adam had already planned to work next year's All-Star game in Philly, but after overcoming childhood lymphoma, he's learned nothing is guaranteed. He's also learned the power of sharing his story.
Presenting that you're a cancer survivor has its benefits towards inspiring other people, other families, because I was always somebody to keep that stuff kind of quiet.
Plus, while next year he expects to be in the dugout in his usual role as bat boy and up to his eyes in prep work as part of the clubhouse staff, this year he gets to take it all in and work up the baseline as a ball boy.
I don't know. It's just crazy. I love the All-Star game, everything about it. So to get two different unique opportunities, it's exciting, just to say the least.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.